Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ready to roll on a Monday. We've got so much to talk about. Good to have everybody with us. 65 and sunny. And yes, we will get to the Lions, but we're going to start that at 2:45. They signed DJ Reed. They didn't sign Charles Woodson. So it can wait 45 minutes.
Not Deion in his prime.
We'll get there. We'll get there because we got a lot of Lions to talk. And I think the DJ Reed move, it impacts other moves. And we'll talk about it. But let's just get the foundation built. Let's deal with yesterday before we get to today. And here are the ground rules. I'm going to have some fun with you, Rico. Okay. David is going to be our veritable Judge Judy.
Oh.
Now, David has made an unfortunate wardrobe choice today in that he is wearing a maize-colored polo shirt. It's not Easter, David. Bad
see,
choice.
David, one more time, and we could use the drop mustard.
You're right.
The point is.
Mustard!
If Rico or I say anything that is untrue, David, or speaks of Spartan Derangement Syndrome, SDS, you are to ring the bell and brazenly interrupt the show. Fair? So let's just get this one out of the way. Because, I mean, Rico, you were there yesterday.
Right.
But only reason we're doing this now is because I know once we get on the NFL, the boat has left the port.
Correct.
Dusty May, I said I loved his hiring. Thought he was a damn good coach. And even amidst Michigan fans getting all upset, I said, look, he still had a hell of a year and did an unbelievable job. Before yesterday, I really had nothing against Dusty May. His postgame was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen, and I say one of, because his press conference today was even worse. So if you missed it, and I don't know it's possible if you could have, it made the lead on SportsCenter, Michigan got their asses kicked. Didn't like it. He sent out two scrubs out there, and they decided to defend Michigan State's logo, which makes no sense, just like being called Fat Fat with two P's. And I'm going to rename him Dum Dum, because that was dumb what he did yesterday. Dum Dum Brooks, you're from Grand Rapids, son. You were recruited by Michigan State. You know the tradition. Mm-hmm. And now the problem is him and Kaysen. There's video where one of them says to the other, don't move. Mm-hmm. So let's just stop with the, I didn't know there's a tradition, or, oh, there's, a, what do you mean we can't stand there while free throws are being shot? Dusty, you coached at Indiana. You coached at Eastern. You've coached in college now for a quarter of a century. The tradition started 30 years ago. You would have to be blind, deaf, and dumb, along with insanely willfully ignorant, to pretend you didn't know. So I ain't trying to hear it. And I just want to say one more thing before Rico probably his head explodes, cartoon style. Do you know why this tradition started? It started because a group of Michigan players, you know, the class act that is Jalen Rose, rubbed their buttholes on the Spartan logo. They wiped their proverbial ass on the Spartan logo in 93-94. That's why it started. Mm-hmm. So just please, Dusty May, stop. We'll play audio. Cut it out. It's always U of M. Always.
Brother, it's so ingrained in that program that even in the Champions Classic this year, Hunter Dickinson, who plays for Kansas now, found the state logo and starts stomping up and down on it during their game.
You play for Kansas.
You play for Kansas now, Hunter. Did you forget that? They sure wish you would just leave.
What was it like up there? I mean, it was electric, but like you're there seeing it go down. It's different on TV.
Well, because Mike, kind of like on TV, everybody, your mindset was on, okay, each senior's about to go out. Everybody has their camera out. Everybody's ready to capture that moment. And then all of a sudden, you just see the pushing and the shoving. And what the heck just happened? You see Trey standing there at center court with Kayson and Fat Fat. And it's just like, okay, what just happened here? And now all the players, the Michigan players come rushing out there first. And then the state players, Dusty May comes out there and separates the refs. And they're sitting there talking. And it was like, okay, guys, what was that all about? So after the game, I see Trey. And I'm like, so what happened? And he was like, well, basically, I told them to get the F off the logo. And they wouldn't move. So I moved them for him. And I was like, so then I saw another angle. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. It was, at that point, it was a very chippy game. They had been going back and forth. And near the end, you could kind of tell they were just kind of setting up for these moments. Michigan State had all their players. They had the bench players ready to single file. They've done it every year for the last 31 years. So it was going to go Frankie Fiddler. It was going to go Zapata. And then it was going to go
Jay Nakins
was going to be the last one. And for some reason, and you didn't realize it at the moment. It was like, because it was like, okay, well, you got two Michigan players standing at half court in a 17-point game. Dusty, if you're really trying to win this game with 37 seconds left, I don't know if you have a 17-point play in the playbook, but you would think that you want to have two people close to the basket to get the offensive rebound to maybe get a putback and an and one, not standing right smack center court. Not off to the side of the logo, but right smack in the middle of the logo defiantly. Trey wasn't having it. And in the end, Izzo, you know, called him and said, hey, you can't do this because we need you in the tournament, but you stood up for the program. And told him, I don't allow this that often, but Trey, you can go ahead and kiss this thing.
It's two notes. Dusty today, and we'll play the audio, said, well, he didn't want to have a Cohen Carr leak out for another layup. Dusty, you're down 17 with 30 seconds. This is an MTV rockin' jock. There's no 15-point bucket. Second of all, for all the delusional idiots out there, this is from the same program who got upset when their flag planting ceremony at Ohio State was met with resistance to the tune of, if you don't like it, beat us. You're not even defending the right logo. Second of all.
Oh, third of all, Cohen was on the bench.
Yeah, I know. It's none of it makes sense.
Right. Cohen Carr had a leak out. Like, Cohen's on the bench. Like, but why? Seriously, no. If Michigan State wanted to rub it in, as Dusty says, because that may have been the dumbest thing that he said. Very passive aggressive in both press conferences, where you were just trying to be a horse's ass. That's what you were trying to do. You wanted to be, well, you know, their logo takes up a third of the court anyway. So, you know, we were just standing there and, you know, and like yesterday, he's like, well, they would, you know, if they want to rub it in on us, they can rub it in.
It's
like,
not even what it's about.
They weren't trying to rub it in on you. It's not like that, you know, back in 95, Respert said, you know what, one day Dusty May will be coaching at Michigan and we got to plant the seed. Now, no, they were not. They wanted to rub it in. They would have put Cohen Carr back in the game and ran an alley-oop. The crowd was begging for a Cohen Carr dunk the entire game. He never got it. That would have been rubbing it in with a 17-point lead. Instead, Izzo just pulls it. He says, you know what, run the clock out. Let's just get some fouls in so we can get the players in. So,
look, it was just pathetic. And here's my problem in all of this. And David, you can address it if you want, or you can.
Apparently, we're on point. He hasn't rang the bell yet.
I want you to brazenly interrupt this next little ditty, if you will. Why is it always you? When you look at this. Now, MSU has done this for 30 years. The most controversy I've ever heard is Chris Holtman one time at OSU went, you know what, it takes too long. And Tom Izzo's response is, great, we'll make sure we don't ever schedule your ass again for the last game. When you look at issues, well, let's see. Have I ever seen another Big Ten coach punch another coach? Nope, but Juwan Howard did. How about I was raised by Chicago, I will effing kill you on a boom mic. Once again, U of M, Mark Turgeon, Juwan Howard. All right, now you interrupted senior day. Then we get to the football stuff. I've never heard of tunnel issues. You've had it with three or four different teams.
That'd be four.
Okay, then. Oh, then we get the, what was it, Devin Bush playing landscaper. Never saw that before.
And Mike, that's exactly what it felt like yesterday. It was, you can't tell me that wasn't premeditated. Devin Bush was premeditated.
Why do you think he sent out Fat Brooks, who couldn't find playing time with two hands and a flashlight? He sent him out there.
Let me add to that.
Okay.
You're the point guard, and this team turned the ball over five times in 3 minutes. You're a point guard, and you only saw 2 minutes of action. You know what those 2 minutes of actions were? Hey, Fat, go stand on a logo. That's it. That's all he did. That's it.
Why, but David, why? Like, why is it always you? And then you're the same school who wants to play the aggrieved. How about Dusty May at his press conference today? We could play the audio. Oh, I'm just proud of our guys showing restraint. Like, wait, what? Just, how about this? Yeah, guys are out of line. I don't need an apology. I don't care. I laugh at stuff like this. I just never understand the psychosis of why everybody who's at Michigan has to be a douche. I don't understand it. Is it in the oxygen? The O2 levels? Is it in the water?
Bro, this is from the same school that brought you, we're going to plant the flag at Ohio Stadium.
And we're mad when you take our flag.
We beat you. If you don't want us to plant the flag, then beat us. But now you're aggrieved and it's like, oh, it's like, well, Kason and Brooks, it's like, you guys, I want to be gangsters. You're wanksters because, okay, Trey came up and punked you. You didn't really want to do anything. You then played the hold me back game. Now hold me back. Hold me back. Trey's right there. It's two of you. Okay. If you're that angry about all of this stuff, you could have had at it.
But what are you angry about?
So the great restraint was you didn't think that anybody was going to challenge you. You thought that you were just going to be the bully and say, enough's enough. And you know what? So what that you beat us, but you didn't get to do your tradition. Don't sit here and tell me you didn't know about the tradition because you did. You were just being very passive aggressive. I would have more respect for Dusty May and the Michigan team if they came out later and said, yep, we knew exactly what we were going to do. And we just didn't want to see it done on our watch. I respect that. And I respect that.
At least it's a heel turn that's honest.
But to do the whole, what? Is that what they do? I didn't know,
you know what
that.
Dusty, you know what Dusty May sounded like? I don't give a damn. He sounded like Wojo. That's what Dusty May sounded like in the last two press conferences. Sounded like Wojo. Just a bunch of nonsense. Well, I mean, their logo's pretty big.
Here's some jokes. And it's like, yeah, they take up a third of the court. And what, you're not allowed to stand at half court when they shoot free throws? Is there a rule against that? No, Dusty, it's not. But
they waited till 37 seconds to do it. It's a 17-point game. Just move. I mean, you don't even have to like it. I don't care. I just wanted the game to be over. I mean, the game was boring. Or 50-28 at the half. You got your ass kicked. You know what I thought Michigan actually did? They fought. They tried. They battled. They I didn't think Michigan's players disgraced themselves in any way until what they do what they always do. But here's the problem. The adult in the room, he's been indoctrinated now.
Yeah.
Why Dusty May, I had nothing negative to say about the guy. Why on earth would Dusty triple down on this?
You know, I'm going to take the same logic that Michigan fans had with Ohio State and the flag planting. You don't want to see the flag, you beat them. You know the one time that a couple times they didn't do the senior day kiss when they lost the game? They had to do it afterwards. If they're losing the game, right, they're out there fighting. They don't have a chance to take the seniors out the game because they need them in there. Draymond Green had to do it in the post-game ceremony.
We lost to Ohio State.
Yes.
They hit the buzzer beater on
buzzer
us.
Beater. Wait a. If I had the bell, I would ring it. Way to go. Yeah, it was 0.8 seconds left. Yep. They hit the buzzer beater.
And you get sad pizza.
Right. Brandon Dawson tears his ACL in the beginning of the game because they were running away with the game. He tears his ACL. Ohio State wins. And you get the sad pizza. You got the sad ceremony. It was like Coach K, his final ceremony when they had lost to North Carolina.
There's just always something that doesn't need to be a part of it. And it's always them. Like, honestly, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I wish this was an A&M in Texas situation. I'd never play him again. I wish MSU never played Michigan again. I just can't. They are the rich you-know-what who tells you, do you know who my daddy is?
See,
I just cannot stand them.
See, I think they're more of the Karen who, I'm going to provoke you, I'm going to do all of this stuff, and the second you... I feel aggrieved. I need to talk to the manager. Maybe Tony Petitti on the line,
maybe
please.
Maybe they're an HOA president.
Maybe they are an
HOA president. David, I want your full response, but I'd like to state for the record.
Can I speak to the manager, please?
You didn't ring the bell a single time. Okay.
No, not at all.
And I know you wanted to. We will get to the Lions at 3 o'clock. We wanted to get this done, though, and just set the table for the day. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That's Dusty May today, by the way. You don't need a Sparty foam finger. You're a grown-ass man who's paid millions of dollars to coach college basketball, which means you are immersed in college basketball. Hey, didn't I just read an article that says you're obsessed with college basketball and watch more film than anybody? Wow. Come on, man. You're not at Winthrop.
Right.
You're not playing a road game at Sam Houston State.
Right. And I promise you, your SID probably informed you, hey, this is what's going to happen when you go there.
Yeah, I tell you what. Imagine Jonathan Smith doesn't know that Michigan runs out underneath the MGO Blue Club Support You banner. Let me tell you what would happen to Jonathan Smith. He'd be in a wheelchair.
Wait, you were just out there practicing, warming up, didn't know.
Please, it'd be like Pamplona.
You mean we can't just stand here on the grass of the field? Like, is there a rule that says you can't just stand here under the banner?
The whole point, David, and I want your feedback on it. Look, there's no yelling. I roll my eyes at it because this, I don't know why your program athletic department has to behave this way. It's just who you are. Here's my thing. Why? What is this? Is it a psychosis? You're a Michigan fan, and I know you don't support all of it. And I'm not telling you. Look, there was no winner in Tunnelgate. I've never said there was a winner in that. That was ugly. The point is, if you have a family member who is constantly finding themselves in drama or constantly having money problems or constantly is a foul of the law, at what point do you stop enabling the behavior and go, you know what? No, Lou's just an idiot. I mean, you what did you call it? Uncle Lenny or whatever it is. Oh, like, at what point is it just you, David? That's the thing that cracks me up. Dusty May's right. You're not from here. So why you got to be indoctrinated into the douche cult?
Right.
Be your own man.
Right. You're divorced seven times.
John Beilein. Now, let me tell you something. Here's my thing. And I don't know if Rico shares this opinion like I do. John Beilein, as much as I hated how much he could kick our ass, I respected the hell out of John Beilein because Beilein was a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Now, Beilein is the only coach in my life who's had any amount of success at U of M that did not get indoctrinated into the douche cult. I don't understand what's in the water there.
Beilein went out there, and he not only did he win, he did it. He didn't like you. Like,
no.
He started off like, well, hey, Tom, can't we both just like you? It's not going to work, okay? We can like each other privately, but publicly, no. And then he figured that out. And under Beilein, David, you had a bunch of players blowing kisses to the Izzone. Because why? Because Michigan was winning.
Because Nick Stauskas could.
And there was nothing you could do about it. There's Nick. And to this day, it still ticks them off. But you earned that right. So he got it. He understood the rivalry and said, hey, keep it on the floor, but have some fun with it. This was, I'm sorry, David, for going on, but it was just like, okay, you're this great coach, Dusty May. Tell me, what advantage did you have down 17 with two guys at center court with 37 seconds left? You were afraid that Michigan State was going to dribble the ball
Rico,
up the court?
Here, I'll just say, he's a liar, Rico. You could just say it.
Well, he
he's
didn't say, Mike, he said that, you know, on. he was trying to break up with Cohen Carr because he ran down the court.
That's except a lie. Cohen wasn't in the game.
Cohen's sitting on the bench. Like.
Second of all, you didn't know about it yet. The referees told you about it. Now, which one?
Pick
a flavor of ice cream.
Stop this. If you're going to bring logic into the situation, I'm going home.
He knew it before the refs told him about it because he was at Indiana, if I'm not mistaken, right? Am I wrong?
He was an assistant in Indiana. He coached at Eastern. He's been in college basketball for 30 years.
So he's been there under Bobby Knight where you all did the tradition
even if we didn't
in an Indiana game.
Even if we didn't do it. It is all null and void when the officials go, hey, FYI,
correct,
they got a tradition. Here's correct what's about to go down.
Correct.
He still sent Dum-Dum out there.
Correct. And all I'm doing watching the game is immediately when it happens, I put my head down because I'm like, here we go again. I told Evan when I got here this morning that I wanted it to be like the Beilein era. That's what I was hoping for. None of this extracurricular stuff. Handle it on the court. And I'm sorry. I guess maybe I need to look at it again. We lost to you guys twice this year. I don't need this.
Double digits.
I need a victory.
Right.
That's what I need. Not this extracurricular crap.
David.
Win the game.
You know what it boils down to? By Chicago.
No. But I said the same thing about the Ohio State players. If you show that amount of fight during the game, maybe you don't lose. If you show that much care about the block M during the game, maybe Jaden Akins ain't out there draining threes. You know, maybe Trey ain't just lighting you up for 20 points. If you show that amount of passion that you showed in the final 37 seconds, it's a different ball game. And guess what? They don't get to do that because you're beating them. But you were a frustrated team. You were out there pouting, and you were out there acting like a bunch of little bitches is what you were.
Well, the other problem, then I'll get to the people. And then we'll get to the NFL the rest of the day. I know how today's going to go, but we needed our bite at the apple with this. What did you think was going to happen when MSU intentionally fouled you so they could do this? Like, this is not a big deal. I'm not telling you to be happy about it, but it's always you. MSU doesn't have any other problems with any other team. We've beaten a number of teams on senior day. Never had a problem. We've been in plenty of stadiums over the years, plenty of tunnels. I've only heard of tunnel problems at your stadium. I've only seen a Big Ten coach punch another one, and it was your coach. I've only seen one guy say, I'll bleep and kill you. Well, two in my lifetime, John Chaney to John Calipari. Yeah. But then Juwan, like, it's just always you. And Dusty May did not have to go this way because I think Dusty May's a really good coach. But now after yesterday, I think a lot less of him. And he shouldn't care. Who the hell am I?
He got an extension for doing nothing but losing four out of the last six games.
Look, he's. You know, I'm not even going to do that. I have defended
him. I did.
I know you did, and you have a right to. I'm saying I think Dusty May did an incredible job this year. They ran out of gas. They don't have a guard play. But you do not have to do that. It's like the minute you walk through the threshold at David's school, you turn into a douche. Why?
You're right. It doesn't need to happen. I get it. We're rivals. Things happen. Naturally, things happen in a rival.
You realize the whole reason that tradition started at State is because Jalen rubbed his boo-boo all over the low. I mean, think about that. The whole reason it started was you decided, hey, I've got a fun idea. We're going to drag our asses like a dog who's constipated over your logo. That's how this started.
And you all have taken it back, which is what you're supposed to do. Because if anything happens on the Michigan Block M, we're going to try to take it back the next year. That's how it works.
Which, by the way, all of it is stupid. Like the night MSU lost to Notre Dame but felt the need to defend the logo. Guys, get to the locker room, will you please? Like, just
once again, show that passion in the first 60 minutes. And you're not having to defend the logo.
So we'll get to the callers. And then, yes, we're going to get to NFL free agency of Palooza. Look, the Lions made a signing. I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. And I really have no idea what your response will be. But I also think it leads to more questions about the Lions. We're going to do that. I think David's team made the dumbest signing in the league. We're going to talk about that.
Or maybe there was another one that just happened.
Oh, I know what you're doing. Okay, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, okay.
No. Right.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
Oh, no, please. I don't want to. No,
not you. Okay. Not you.
Not you.
Okay, everything's fine. Calm down. Everybody just cool out. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, man.
We're going to get to the phone calls.
Spoiled my surprise.
No, it's okay. We're going to go full-time NFL in a few minutes. Want to get to these Michigan State calls. The ginger pumpkin is moving west.
See, I prefer to look at it as the JJ experience starts in September.
Both can be true. Yes. Sam Darnold just got a bag to go to Seattle. You know, it's really interesting when you trade or release all the good receivers and then pay a quarterback to come in with no receivers. Whatever could go wrong. We'll get to it.
You got Jackson Smith and the Jigba.
Right. Let's go to Johnny in Ann Arbor, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, brother? How are you?
What's up, man? Doing good. First of all, congrats to him on the bag, but RIP to him on the receiver phone just dipping. That's tough. What I wanted to say is, obviously, I'm a big-time Wolverines fan, and I had no problem with what we did on the Ohio State level because we won the game and all that. And I'm all for the disrespect between two bitter rivals, but you got to be able to read the room. They're all adults, right? Like, not only are you losing by 17, you are on a big losing streak, collapsing at the end of the season. And I would understand a whole lot better if we had fought hard all game and it came down to one of your guys hit a dagger three with 2 seconds left, and now it's inevitably a loss. So now it's just kind of like taking out frustration at the end of this kind of hard-fought game. But we got work. It is in Michigan fans, I hear it all the time when Tunnelgate happened, like calling MSU players criminals, thugs, and all that stuff. We're classless. Well, this is the type of thing that we don't like other teams doing. This is the same level of classless and cheap. And they just look like absolute losers when – that's the context in which they want to show disrespect.
No, I can't defend it. No, and I guess for me, Johnny, the players is one part, but why does Dusty May got a double and triple down? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's obvious it was on purpose and premeditated. Just say, yeah, we don't like him. Yeah.
Yeah, because Johnny, here's the thing. If it was Vlad Golden out there and Wolf, they're in the middle of the game, heated. They've been going back and forth, talking and jawing at each other. I get it. But these two? One wasn't even in the game. What were you angry about? Because, what, your butt was hurting because you were sitting so long? Like, you weren't even in the game. And you're this angry when you get out there? I don't get it.
Well, your name is Fat Fat. That's a tough draw.
It's with a PH, Mike.
Man, listen.
Like I said, if it was Wolf, but no, that's where it makes it seem premeditated. Because
of course it is. That's the
bench warmer. In the event that a fight happens, well, MSU loses a star player and you lose a guy who averages 2 minutes a game.
It's hockey principle. My goon goes after your star.
It's Jerry
Seastein.
We both
get a 5-minute major. Like, that's it's a trade.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, take a look at what Izzo did in Iowa City last week. The Spartans won Big Ten championship on their court, and he did not let them celebrate on their court out of respect for their senior day. That's coaching right there. That's 30 years in the league. Not the revolving door that's in Ann Arbor.
No, and listen, I mean, even if you wanted to give May the benefit of the doubt, it comes out, at best, he was being willfully ignorant, or he's a liar. Post-game and then today, the refs told you what was about to go down. Oh, but I didn't know about the tradition. Come on, dude, just say what's on your heart, and let's get done with it.
I'd have more respect for you.
All right. Good talk.
Yeah, instead of this whole passive-aggressive, well, you know, yucks.
I never,
nobody told us, and we're not supposed to know. I don't have an MSU foam finger.
I've been incredibly complimentary of Dusty May. I got a feeling that's probably about stuff, because that I'm like, wow, all right, you're one of them now. David, ticket text, and then we will go NFL. What do you got?
And the fact that he didn't ring the bell once.
And we offered. You could brazenly interrupt this program if we said anything inaccurate or showed signs of Spartan derangement syndrome.
I should have did like it for
if
Fat Rico, Fat.
Leave if Rico fat, fat started alone. Holding up a feelings paddle like the Democrats during the speech, or if I had a cane and was shaking it at Kenny, okay, you could brazenly interrupt.
Just leave the Fat Fat name alone. It's okay. That's his name.
Listen. Do whatever you want, David. Just go ahead.
Typical.
Team's averaging 16 turnovers a game. He's a point guard.
Okay, all right. Typical Michigan behavior, just like the tunnel incident. They don't break the rules, but know exactly what they are doing and what response they are trying to elicit. That is from Tony. Someone else says, the Michigan-Michigan State thing isn't worth discussing. Michigan fans are upset. This isn't Tunnelgate. Michigan team is broken. He's just upset the Michigan team is broken. I get it.
No, and you should be. But look, and again, I can feel the way I feel about Dusty now while still saying he did an incredible job to drop in there and to win 14 more games than they won last year. And they're going to the tournament. They might be a 4 with a good showing in the Big Ten tournament. Maybe a 5 if you get aced. I'm not going to denigrate the job he's done. But that was absolute nonsense in the postgame. And of course, the bought and paid for Wolverine media lets him get away with it because it's nothing more than a Dean Martin roast in the postgame. In the eyes of these people, along with Wojo, Michigan can never be wrong. I mean, it's silliness. It doesn't need to be that way. It's dumb.
Them boys got smacked twice on the court and want to stand on the logo. Maybe at least be in the game at some point if you want to pull that crap.
Well, according to Dusty, they really couldn't afford to give another leak out off a miss down 17 with 30 seconds to go.
Because his words. Right. That made zero sense. If you're really trying to win the game, you got to get the offensive rebound. You got 4 guys standing on the free throw line.
I almost wish Izzo did this. Because it would be a dream state. The lines would be full of Wolverine's character assassinating Izzo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Oh dear Jesus! Oh. This dishonest son of
a certain prosecutor from Washtenaw County.
I probably would already
drawn up paperwork.
I told you. I wish there was
unacceptable.
I wish there was a universe we just never played him. I don't care. Like, I don't even like the rivalry anymore. I don't even care. I would never play them again. They are exhausting. You, David, are exhausting.
Oh, that's why I wore yellow today. It's a rivalry game. Stop crying. MSU is soft.
Okay.
Wow.
I you know what?
That's what helps you sleep at night.
Honestly, I hope you're sterile. I hope you can't bring a child into this world. You are, in fact, a complete moron.
Dusty May has really taken on the Michigan man identity so fast. Never, ever admit any faults, ever. That is Dan in Dexter.
Oh, listen. It's the Wojo playbook. Michigan can never be wrong. That's all it is?
Oh, and David, you know what? Maybe we do owe Fat Fat an apology.
Why?
Because he was last year's Mr. Basketball.
Doesn't mean nothing
because
to me.
Because you also have this year's Mr. Basketball in Trey
McKinney. Doesn't mean nothing to me.
So...
I don't care.
Play good basketball on the court, and then I'll care. From Tom, someone says, wait, I'm a Michigan fan, but how does Dusty May know that there was a documentary about this, but he didn't watch it?
Okay.
Because he was too busy buying a foam finger.
But here's the other thing that kills me. Rico and I aren't yelling. We're not all bent out of shape. I'm mocking you. That's not crying.
Right.
Like, I'm mocking you. You dummies.
Right, like you're sitting here with the passive aggressive, aggrieved. Oh shucks, I didn't know that. And is that what they were doing?
No. Cutscene. The refs came over and told me this is what's about to go down. So which is it?
Right.
No one told me there were sharks in the water, except a lifeguard came up and said, "Hey, the red flag is up. There are sharks in the water."
And
which is it?
Right. Hey, you see that sign? That's sharks. In case you didn't see.
But I
we
didn't
even
know.
Put a photo on it. Chomp chomp.
I didn't grow up watching Shark Week.
But the shark it's bit me. Like, and
come on, dude.
What, I can't just swim in this part of the water? Yeah, it's not allowed that I can just be in this part of the water? Shark came up to me.
Wow. Okay, then. David, go ahead. Jeez.
Oh, how about coach call a timeout? Works both ways. Izzo was in the wrong, too.
How? We intentionally fouled you to put you to the free throw line where you can make substitutions. Try again. Guys, it's not hard.
Yeah.
It's okay to just say, you know what? We look like idiots. Just like when MSU looked like idiots defending the Spartan head after losing to Notre Dame. Yeah. Javon Ringer, kindly leave. It's okay, guys.
Yeah. And for those, you know, for Dusty May, because I just got a text from my, my podcast partner.
Oh.
Nah. No, but he brought up a good point. This whole, well, I had no idea, and Dusty May doing the whole, well, why are they taking so long? Yeah, Brad Underwood had nothing with the Big Ten. He went and shook Tum-Tum's hand after he kissed the court.
He did.
But the one was Greg Gard allowed the game to be stopped so Aaron Harris on crutches could come out there and kiss the court. So other coaches know this. It's not that big of a deal.
Maybe Brad Underwood grew up wearing Spartan jammies in Texas.
Greg Gard with the onesie.
I've never seen anything like it. Hi, Evan.
So I was like a little bothered, so I had to go re-listen to Dusty May's comments. And when he was talking, he's like, well, you know, we got to get better on the free throws. And Cohen Carr just went down and scored. Cohen Carr only scored one bucket, and that was in the first half. So I don't know what game this guy was watching.
Evan, Cohen Carr wasn't in the game.
No, he was at a certain point right. late in the second half before the subs.
He was out of the game when this happened.
No, I know, but today.
He scored one time in the game.
And
right.
today he was saying they didn't want a fast break for Cohen Carr because he had just gone down and scored.
It's hard to do.
He didn't score in the second half.
It's hard to do when you're in warm-ups. Listen, the lies begin to stack on each other. You don't even know what's real anymore.
And nobody ever questioned him. That's the funny thing.
No, so because it's because, the Wolverine cocktail
at
hour.
At that point. Real media was out on the court. What you had was the website media, and I think Wojo was in there.
So, I mean, a follow-up would have been, so if you guys had any traditions with your basketball team, which they don't, wouldn't you be upset if somebody did that to your tradition?
I don't care. I just don't know why Dusty couldn't be like, hey, that wasn't right. I'm going to handle that. My bad. Let's move on.
Well, the M That's doesn't it. Stand for May on his chest anymore. So
what does it stand for?
Michigan Man.
Got it.
He became a Michigan man yesterday. Yes, okay. That's what it stands for, DJ Mustard.
I quit. Maybe we should thank Dusty for defending the Spartan logo and his team.
That's true. All right.
See, David, I told you it would be funny.
All right, listen, this is an exciting time, and David has no blood flow in his legs. Bricked up free agency blitz music. Yes, free agency, legal tampering. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, you're right, because a lot of this stuff, I'm going to start with what happened over the weekend.
Okay.
A lot of things happened over the weekend. First, let's get to the new deals, one for Josh Allen and one for one Myles Garrett. Josh Allen had his entire deal ripped apart, got a new six-year deal worth $330 million, $250 million, guaranteed. Myles Garrett, oh, I want out. Never mind. You get $40 million per year. Includes $123.5 million guaranteed. Thoughts on both guys?
I'm going to wait for a second. Hold on. Do you want to go first? Because if I get rolling on the Garrett thing, I ain't stopping.
Well, I'll say this about the Myles Garrett thing. Before everybody gets all bent out of shape, just know this, that we all have a point where you'll put up with a whole lot of crap and a whole lot of losing, and you'll go to a job that you absolutely detest. If they pay you enough money, you can go out and buy a sports car, a new house, whatever you got to do to feel good about working at that place. And that's what Myles Garrett did. He knows, I'm not going to win in Cleveland, but at least I'm being compensated heavily for doing this. Now, as far as the Josh Allen thing goes, as bad as it sounds, in 3 years, it's a deal. It's a bargain. So, because the cap's not real.
Myles Garrett, a great philosopher named Ted DiBiase once said, every man's got a price. They bribed him, David. They bribed him. Yeah. Hey, Max Crosby got 35. We will pay you the most ridiculous contract in history just to please. We don't want to have to trade you. Our fans hate us. And you know what Miles said? You've met my price now to where I'm willing to never win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So Myles Garrett, con man. I hate you.
Is he really a con man? Because he got paid.
I hate you.
He's going to be the happiest man at four wins ever.
Leave me alone. The $1 million man had it right. Every man's got a price.
When Cam Ward comes in there and lights it up and becomes the next Jaden Davis.
You must be kidding me.
Remember this.
I will say this on the back end of the Myles Garrett stuff, that Micah Parsons, T.J. Watt, and Aiden Hutchinson are all saying thank you.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the price on Aiden, it just depends when they're going to do it. There's no way his representation's taking less than Myles Garrett. So buckle up for $40 million a year.
Let's get to the other moves that were done over the weekend. And one was Friday after the show. Geno Smith got traded to the Raiders. The Raiders gave up a 2025 third-round pick, and reports indicate a new deal is being worked out for Geno. And DK Metcalf.
Oh, no, wait.
All right.
Wait.
All right.
You give this man his time. I want to go to the senator from Montana. Geno Smith is your man. What did you make of it?
I was shocked. I saw that. I was like, wait. What? I don't know what's going on with Mike McDonald and the Seattle Seahawks, but it's like rats leaving a ship.
They're tearing it to the ground.
They can't get out of there fast enough, and maybe it was just Geno saying, you know what? I'll go and play for a former coach, and he knows how to use me better, and I'll probably have better stats with the Raiders. And it's more so I think he believes in Pete Carroll more than the current coach. Everybody is leaving that team. Which is, I'm kind of wondering, like, what the heck is going on? I was shocked. I didn't see that coming.
Well,
the
then guess what? Seattle, in turn, decides, F Rico, we want a soulless ginger pumpkin as the quarterback. Sam Darnold, do we have the terms?
Yeah, 3 years, $110.5 million, including 55 guaranteed.
It's not that terrible. I know it sounds terrible, but if you're in the business of trading your quarterback, you best sign one, and so you know there what? It is.
He probably got a call from Cousins saying, not bad. Not bad.
That's good work. Yeah.
You know, feels good, doesn't it?
Now, get your 2 years.
Go take your family out to eat and come over to
Question,
the barbecue.
Will it be a partial disaster or a complete disaster? There are no weapons.
I got to think they're I was going to say they'll go out and draft the best wide receiver, but
it's a terrible wideout
class. And who knows
class.
With that, yeah.
Because what did Seattle do? They traded DK Metcalf to Siberia.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, 5 years, $150 million. We got our guy.
Okay, so you're not allowed to talk about Myles Garrett ever, David, because DK could have went to anywhere and won, and instead – he's going to Pittsburgh.
The land of dry sandwiches with soggy french fries.
We make the playoffs every year.
It is the antithesis of Sam Darnold. Hey, Sam, who's your wide receivers? Don't know. Hey, DK, who's your quarterback?
Let me tell you what I'm here for. I want you to just hit the button. You know you want to. Okay.
That's your quarterback.
Here's what I'm here for. I want you to imagine like a synchronized swimming team. DK and Pickens melting down at the same time in the same game. These are two of the most emotionally unstable receivers in football. Now they play together. I'm here for all of it.
Whatever quarterback shows up, they're going to be trying to outrace each other to pick them up from the airport and say, no, I need you to throw me the ball, not him. Throw me the ball.
Yeah.
So David, congratulations.
Yeah, it won't be Justin Fields. Justin Fields has signed with the Jets 2 years. $40 million, $30 million of that is guaranteed. And yes, the Steelers and the Giants are still talking to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
I want to push him to New York as much as I can.
There's actually, this actually gets funny, and we're going to include all of our
I'm not laughing.
According to Josina Arnold.
Who?
Josina Arnold.
Josina Anderson.
I mean, Josina Anderson. I'm sorry.
I was like, is he combining Josina Graziano?
No.
He's built a super NFL reporter bot.
Because I can't wait to tell you this.
Josina Rossini.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What?
She is being told that the Niners and the Chargers have been in conversation with Jameis Winston as a potential backup per league sources. Also being told, depending on the outcome of other quarterbacks, the Giants have entered the chat as well.
For Jameis? I would take Jameis Winston over Aaron Rodgers.
So would I. Are we now in a race for him?
I'm all in for Arch Manning. I quit. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Look, the Justin Fields thing, just for a minute. If you're the Jets, you got a two-year deal. Don't you still try to draft a QB in this draft to put behind Justin Fields if you're Aaron Glenn? Don't you have to?
No.
Oh, don't. You really think Justin Fields is still redeemable?
No, I think you for probably the first time in his career, you just say, son, don't look over your shoulder. It's just you. And do you want to waste a pick on one of these quarterbacks? Or if you are complete trash, we'll just draft your replacement next year when it's a better quarterback.
I hope Aaron has that job security.
But for the first time, don't look over your shoulders. Just
lose games with grace like you did in Chicago.
Well, but see, if Chicago would have done what they're doing now and basically signed an all-new offensive line.
Could they sign Drew Dahlman today for people that don't know?
Maybe he's still there.
Let me do this quickly because I don't want to. First of all, do we have Khalil Mack news?
$18 million, 1 year.
Where?
Chargers.
Here's the most egregious thing I've seen all day, and it's not DK Metcalf. What is Carolina doing paying J.C. Horn $4 to $100? More than Carlton Davis. More than DJ Reed.
And they've also gone to get Milton Williams as well for a lot of money. So
The Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milton didn't go to the Patriots or something?
No.
Oh, boy. All right. Listen, that is part one of our free agency bonanza. Blitz, 97.1. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.